There's still a lot of talk today about why New York City schools were kept open yesterday as snow and ice and sleet piled up across the region. One person who knows a thing or two about snow days is David Sukin. The New Jersey native is a sophomore at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and creator of the Snow Day Calculator. We have him on the line from MIT. Hello, David.
Hi, Amy.
So tell us about your calculator. How does it work?
So it takes in a lot of information, mostly just you type in the zip code. It pulls the weather information for the next few days, what time the snow is that's predicted is supposed to start, and what type of precipitation, snow, sleet, ice, the strength of that precipitation, and puts that all together with some historical factors and gives a prediction for whether schools in your area are likely or should close.
Now, you developed this when you were in the sixth grade. Was your motive to try to predict when you were going to have a snow day in your school district?
Yeah, absolutely. It started off very small. It was just for my own school.
Where'd you go to school?
In Watchung, New Jersey. And that it was just a very small project. I kind of entered my own values and then told my friends what I got. Slowly developed it into a website and then eventually into a website that automatically pulled data for any zip code in the country.
Have your calculations been wrong?
Well, so for the last however many years it's been, for my district, I have not. And I've been keeping track of that, and that's definitely a source of pride for me.
What about New York City? What was your prediction for yesterday?
Yesterday, Thursday, it did peak up very high. It for a long period of time hung around in the 70s, then up to the 80s.
A 70% chance that New York City was going to close schools.
Yeah, and then peaked up at one point into the 90 percentile.
Oh, man. You say that you include historical information in this, too. Mayor de Blasio stressed that New York City has only had 11 snow days since 1978.
So the historical information is a new feature I added in the last year. So there's the snow calculator is in the process of learning from the feedback it's getting now. And so a day like this with over a foot of snow and no cancellation is definitely going to go into that algorithm.
Do you know of any school districts that use your snow calculator?
I've definitely talked to a few school administrators that have emailed me, said how much they like the tool. A few have written articles that when students come asking if there's going to be a snow day, they point them to the snow day calculator and say, very likely it says 99.
Magic 8-ball says yes, with much more science behind it than the magic 8-ball, of course. David Sukin is a sophomore at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, a New Jersey native, and the creator of the Snow Day Calculator. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.